The other night, I was at a posh literary party in Mumbai. A writer was balancing his plate of food in one hand and his glass of wine in the other. Then another guest glanced at his plate and said, "You're not vegetarian, are you?" "Oh, no, no," he retorted quickly. "I did have some fish already." Then he started laughing because he almost sounded defensive. In an India bristling with news about beef raids, vegetarian-only housing societies, and animal slaughter bans, being vegetarian has suddenly started sounding like a political choice and an increasingly illiberal one rather than a health option. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. We are in the age of the food fight, and it's not about saving the planet or your own heart. A Muslim man gets lynched on the suspicion he's eating beef. A canteen famous for its beef chili fry in Delhi is raided by the police and for a little while takes it off the menu. By the way, it's actually buffalo meat anyway. There's a pork festival to try and provoke the Muslims. And a BYOB, that's bring your own beef picnic, to protest cow-protecting Hindu vigilantes. Contrary to what many believe, India is not a majority vegetarian country. One survey says only 31% are truly vegetarian. But the meat fights these days means all you hear are about cows, chickens, goats, pigs, and eggs. It's like red meat animal farm. And I find myself suddenly longing for a salad or a humble mixed vegetable stir-fry curry, the Bengali chochuri I grew up with, or shukto made with bitter gourd. Where have all the veggies gone? Food writer Vikram Doctor says we are losing that vegetarian knowledge.
Food, and Bengali vegetarian food is one of the most outstanding cuisines. This real knowledge of greens in particular. I mean, you know, Bengal is one place where there is still a huge knowledge of all the various types of wild and semi-wild, like, you know, greens which are eaten through the year. That is now getting harder and harder to find. You will get a chingri malai curry, you know, or expensive dishes involving fish and meat and chicken. But certainly, you know, the vegetarian, the less like glamorous parts get like lost out.
That's largely been a story about aspirational India. As India gets more affluent, as the middle class eats out more, vegetables lose out, says my friend and vegetarian Lakshmi Chaudhary.
A really delicious meal, a gourmet meal, is meat. So it's a status marker, right? Vegetarian is for people who can't afford it.
Chef Christine Manfield, author of Tasting India, says in her restaurant in Australia, better known for its steaks, she's celebrating veggies.
And I think some of the best vegetarian food, like in restaurants in, say, Australia or in the US, come from chefs that cook with meat. And the same with me, you know, I have a fairly strong vegetarian presence on my restaurant menu, you know, and there's a much greater demand, and it's not from vegetarians, it's from people that do eat fish or meat.
In India, it's the other way around. Vegetarian is not hard to find, but it gets no respect in fancy restaurants, admits Chef Joyma Lubanerji.
My restaurant definitely sells much more non-vegetarian material food than vegetarian food ever would, because usually it is seen that non-vegetarian people have lot many more reservations when it comes to the way the food is cooked and etc. And we do not have a separate kitchen for vegetarian food, so that way I think people eat more meat these days, definitely.
What's worse, for real status, the further your meat and fish travel to get to your table, the more desirable it is. India has over 3,800 miles of coastline, but fancy restaurants boast about the Norwegian salmon on the menu, says Vikram.
They don't know, there's no awareness that Norwegian salmon is an extremely dubious product. It's like, you know, bred in fish farms under extremely problematic conditions. There are problems of sea lice, there are problems of like antibiotic contamination.
In a country of 1.2 billion plus people, it's probably a good idea to do all you can to encourage its vegetarian traditions. Leaving health aside, the ecological footprint of meat alone and meat every day would spell trouble. The problem is the gospel of vegetarianism has now turned into a holy war. It's become a debate not about health or environment, but about intolerance, religion, and bans. And celebrities are coming out as beef eaters, as if that is the hallmark of brave liberalism. But all of it just makes me want to go to the market and look at the first cauliflowers of winter, the red tomatoes, and the dusty gold piles of potatoes with a new appreciation for vegetables.
Oh God, what haven't I bought today? I mean, there are lots of nice greens. They've started bringing a lot of like lettuces and salad greens that they've started growing. Then the staples are very good. I mean, they have the basic onions and onions, beetroot, carrots, etc. And you know, what I really like is that they get the beetroot with the leaves, you know, which half the people don't know how to cook the leaves, so the leaves are actually an excellent part of the beetroot.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
No worry, beef curry.
No worry, brah.
Things gon' be just fine.
Shoot, spoon.
No worry, beef curry. All you gotta do is the kind.
The kind, boo.
The kind. The kind.